What do you call round, flat cakes that are made with white flour and you cook them on a grease skillet and eat them with syrup?
A batter cake. Okay. You mean about, you talking about dabbing it in pot?
Yeah.
You mean grease?
Yeah.
Send them over?
That's right.
That's a batter cake. I had done that medicine.
Okay, sure. Are you a good cook, Mr.
Man?
Are you a good cook?
Cook.
You talk like you know what you're doing.
I cook. Yes, sir. I used to cook all the time. I stay on this place. Y'all set me up by my own standard. I done all my cooking.
Uh-huh. Well, I guess
if you don't let me, I'll tell you, set me up by myself. I done all my cooking. And I cook. My mother knows me how to cook. And then all my mother. And all my wife will cook knows me how to cook. I used to work in the kitchen. People's house a long time ago.
Uh-huh.
When I come up, I was on I took our own place there.
Now
one time there. About 9 years. I mean, I'm about 18 years old.
Uh-huh.
I work in the evening time, and I come to school, I go to her house. And she turned whole people, and I cook, scrub, did everything.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't even like to clean up, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Because my scrub, he didn't worry me about trouble. I do any kind of housework.
Uh-huh.
And wash clothes too. I don't worry about no clothes. My children be out there. I just stop and wash all my children's clothes. And put them on a line and tell them to take them in and I go on the way.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So, my wife died in 1934. I work out and help you, what you showing you to, I want you to be able to help yourself.
Mm-hmm.
See, I know how to do anything. It's like you take sick out of me and I be around there, I put your clothes in that tub and wash them clothes and hang on that line. I can help people, I didn't kill them. All my life. Maybe I know anything.
What do you call meat from the side of a hog that's salted but not smoked?
That's side B. And white meat. You know, sweet, that'd be white meat.
What do you call pressed meatloaf that's made from hog drill and hog's head?
Hog drill?
Yeah. And it's pressed.
That's called that smoke.
Well, now, what do you call... when you take the hog head and maybe I think the feet and you chop them all up and you cook them and then you press them and you let it get cool.
Yeah, you do them all. Let me see that hog head make a hog head cheese.
Okay.
I know make cheese out of hog head.
What do you call the thing in the middle of a cherry when you bite into it? What do you call that hog thing? In the middle of a cherry.
The middle
of a cherry. Mm-hmm. Or how about inside in a peach?
In a peach?
Yeah.
That's a cone.
Okay.
Oh, I don't understand what you're talking about. That's a cone in a peach.
And if you, let's see. What do you call a peach whose meat sticks to the seed?
That's a press.
And what about one that comes to pod?
Well, that is press sole. See, pastry, different kind of pieces. Fresh pieces and then stick to the kernel.
Uh-huh.
See, that's a press. I got one both of them, but I didn't press at all, see.
Mm-hmm.
I had all that.
What do you call beans that don't have to be shelled?
That's snap beans.
Okay.
That's one I don't like.
You don't like them?
No, they're not snap peas.
Oh, they're good.
I don't even know how I want peas. I'm flashing, I know.
Well, now, what do you call beans that do have to be shelled? What do you call beans that do have to be shelled?
That's corn peas.
Okay. What do you call the tops of turnips that people eat?
That's the top of the turnip.
Yeah, and when you eat them, you say, you like might say, we're going to have what for supper?
You have to eat them?
Yeah.
At the top of them.
Well, would you call them the greens or the leaves?
A green.
Okay.
It had to be a green.
Okay.
You got to be a green, you know.
Okay.